You are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, and I am Benedict Po, speaking to you from the Croisette. Today, we are meeting Thomas Bideguin, who is presenting his debut feature, Cowboys, at the Director's Fortnight here in Cannes. Cowboys opens on a cowboy-themed country fair, where we meet a nice family of four. Shortly after, the daughter disappears suddenly. It turns out she's been enrolled in the jihad. So the film, which starts in 1994 and spans over 15 years or so, follows the desperate quest of the father to find his daughter, continued by his son, Kid, Kelly's brother. Although this is the first feature as a director for Thomas Bideguin, it doesn't look like one, because Bideguin is actually not completely new to filmmaking. As a scriptwriter, he has had a lasting quality collaboration with Jacques Audiard. He scripted A Prophet of Rust and Bones, Dupin, which is screening here in Cannes in competition. Thomas also works on Saint Laurent, on the Belgian infanticide drama Our Children, which was also here in Cannes. So Thomas Bideguin, you have a solid resume as a scriptwriter. What made you step behind the camera to direct?
There's something that I wanted to do, is discover things that you cannot put on the page. I've been writing screenplays for a while now, and there are things that you cannot write. And especially on that is the relationship with the actors. I was frustrating in that sense, because you can spend 2 years writing something, and then at one point you will murmur something in the ear of an actor and everything will be different. And that, you know, that you cannot put on the page, so it's really something that I wanted to explore.
And was it everything you wanted?
Yeah, and more. Yeah, and more, because you have to put yourself, in order to find that right thing to say in the ear of the actor, you have to put yourself in a certain condition, in a state. It's a process. I enjoyed that.
How is the fact that you are Basque relate to the cowboy theme?
It's an old story. I am Basque, and my brother's older brother, each time we were watching Westerns, he was telling me, look at the Indians and imagine that they are the Basque. And so, yeah, once you think that one minority can portray another one, then it's always just a way of thinking of films. And that's what happened in the film. Those guys, they believe they are cowboys, and so they think that the Arabs are the Indians. And if you believe in that, then you have a conflict of civilization, and that's what was happening in those years, the early years of our century, is that people were thinking it was a conflict of civilization. And cowboys and Indians are a good way to portray that conflict.
The cowboy and Indian thing is also a motif that allows you to play with genre, not only Western. In fact, there's some elements of psychological thriller there, of thriller period.
Genre is a great thing to use, I believe, because genre is very democratic, and also because it allows you to hide, hide the personal things, put it a little behind, you know, not in front of the camera, and you will tell the story. And also it allows you to reduce the world. You know, I'm telling that story of that community. The community, people dress up like cowboys in that community on weekends, and there are a lot of communities like that in France. But if you see, you know, the way we dress, you have an American shirt and you wear American pants, and you know, we all dress up as Americans, and that's what they do. So it's just to put that community, and they're us, and that's. I wanted to tell the story of a community, and that will be shaken up by Kelly leaving. Kelly leaving will shake the family, and then will shake the community, and will change the destiny of a lot of people. And the Shazanai, and that poor girl from Pakistan, well, destiny will be absolutely changed by that. And that's what I wanted to tell, with stories of simple men that will be thrown in the turmoil of the world, you know.
They certainly have to face a situation that is inconceivable for them, for most anybody. We're talking about random children suddenly joining the jihad, which resonates a lot at the moment. So what was the starting point of your taking on such a difficult subject?
It started because I was doing some inquiry for another subject on a group of people who converted to Islam in the early 90s. And came back to France. It was the group, and they started robbing and spreading terror in France, in Roubaix, the Gang de Roubaix, they were called, in the north of France in 1992, I think it was. So it was during the Yugoslavian War, and it was the first jihad. And I read that it was a lot of jihad started at that time. I mean, several people just left, and through Bosnia, and then Algeria, the southern Algeria, they would go to Libya, and then. And then Al-Qaeda started in the mid-90s. So when we started working on that 4 years ago, nobody was talking about a jihad. So it was very weird Because as we were writing, then were more and more stories coming in the press, and ISIS came out, and all that thing that was horrible. And we read testimonies of parents, and we will read scenes that we had written. You know, we will read. I remember in Libération an article, that mother telling that how she found it in the school book of a daughter, writing in Arabic, and there was a picture of the school book, and we had that in our film. That was like, wow.
You're saying you accidentally wrote the story of how ISIS was born?
Yeah, somehow. No, but it's. I hope I did not. But no, it was a very weird thing, and so we. We thought that people would say we are opportunists, and we were afraid of that, and we were mainly afraid that the fact that the subject will hide the film. You see, will the subject will eat up the film, and so that was a fear we had. Because if you see Cowboy, if you want to go and see Cowboy like a film about the jihad, you'll be disappointed. If you want to see a film about a guy who's looking for his daughter, then well, you get something for your money.
And then it becomes the story of a son and brother who extends that quest and odyssey.
What I'm trying to do in this film is to say that as long as you believe the others are the Indians, then there will be no solution. And so the son will be smarter than his father, and will, you know, will open up to the world. Doing the search, the father will alienate himself from the world. He will lose everything that he's holding on to, and he will lose his family, he will lose his money, he will, you know, lose everything. That's what happened during the Bush administration somehow, that, you know, they were trying to do the Patriot Act, and they will lose everything. And they will lose their freedom, they will lose, you know, and if you're capable of sacrificing your freedom, then you don't know why you're fighting for. And the kid, doing the same search, he will open up to the world. He will travel, he will see people, he will understand, he will talk with them, he will, you know, he will actively open up to the world, and you know, at the point that he will end up marrying a woman that's wearing a veil, and it's okay, and that's the thing. He doesn't see Kelly is his sister, and that's how he sees her. You know, you do good things, you do bad things, but you are my sister or you are my brother, and that's what he sees. And I think that's that's a message of misericordia, or tolerance somehow, and that's what we have. That the barbarians don't have is that we're tolerant, and maybe it's sometimes for our own bad, but I think that's what will save us.
Well, one thing that is that you don't venture into is to give an explanation as to why Kelly leaves.
She leaves because she's in love with Ahmed, and she converts, and they leave. 20 years, and my days, she will have gone to London and take drug in a squat or something like that. Or 20 years before, she would have gone to San Francisco and fuck with everybody. You know, it's always way to leave, and it's always reason, especially when your parent disguised as cowboy on weekends. You know, when you're 16-year-old, I'm sure you want to leave to go as far as possible from being dressed up as cowboys. Then. The jihad is one good solution.
Music has a very special place there.
And the music was very important for me in the film, and I worked with Raphael, who was a French singer, and it's the first time he does a... he's a friend of mine. Once we did a trip together to Belgium, so we spent 6 hours driving one way, 6 hours driving back, and we were listening. I had my phone, and I played all the country songs that I had selected, and I told him about the story, and then he made me several propositions of music, and that was even before I finished writing. So during all the preparation, I had the music, most of the music of the film I had beforehand, and that is great. And that I've learned from Bertrand Bonello, who's a musician too, and they said, earlier you have the music, and that is true, because even as I was scouting for location, I was listening to the music, and I wanted a big orchestrated music, and I needed places that will support that, you know, and so it really helped me, and I had the songs for the end credits, and I had the song, and sometimes I will play it for the actors, and we will exchange things like that.
What do you think you have learned working with Jacques Audiard?
I've learned a lot from Jacques about what is a hero. I've learned mainly what we do is that we think of the film and then of the story, but it's important to think first about the film.
Well, before Audiard, the influences which are most perceptible here seem to come from when your cinephilia first manifested, maybe from your childhood.
the mother of my best friend. I was in kindergarten with him, and she was a usher in a film house in Paris. Mm-hmm. And it was a repertory cinema. They would only play movies from the kind of where they play one movie a day, and there would be a different movie. And they always played American film from the 30s to the 60s. My cinephilia is really like this. I know all the film noir of the Warner Brothers, of the Western of the MGM, the music. I love, when I was a kid, I loved, although they would say, oh, Steven Spielberg and Michael Curtis. I would love Michael Curtis. I'm a big fan of Raoul Walsh's work. Raoul Walsh is master for me. John Huston, because of the eclecticism of what he has done. And I'm pretty fond of that. That's really where I come from. It's the movies that are very popular, and they're made for people, and they will tell the world. That was important for me.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
You're welcome.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.